If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey, designers. One of the things I talk about in Design Bootcamp is finding a way to do things. And there's a great book by Marie Forleo that the title is called Everything is Figure Outable. And I really, really believe that. On Friday, I do kind of a mindset thing with the designers in boot camp to talk about really what are we doing and saying that are keeping us or preventing us from figuring out the things in our life. Okay. And I thought we could kick it off by talking about a story that I really like. It's an Aesop fable called The Crow and the Pitcher. If you've heard this one, this is a great reminder. So there was a very thirsty crow, and he comes across a pitcher which is full of water. But when he puts his beak in the mouth of the pitcher, he can't reach the water because his beak is, you know, it's shaped a certain way and there's only so much he can get to. So he keeps trying, can't get the water. He's frustrated and he's about to give up. But then he comes up with an idea and he finds these little pebbles and flies them to the pitcher and drops these pebbles down into the pitcher. Soon the water has risen up because all these little pebbles are down at the bottom, and he is able to put his beak in and he can drink it. And one of the things I talked about in the January live boot camp is being not only resilient, but what I love this word, it's called being ingenious. And I don't think there are enough of us who really play into being ingenious. The whole idea of being someone who's genius is that you're innately born with the ability to be really, really smart and figure things out and have a great memory and all these things. But being ingenious is using the things around you to come up with logical ways to beat the odds. And I love this definition because every single one of us have the ability to be ingenious. And this is what this crow was doing. He was trying to figure out how to get the water. He knew there had to be a way to get the water, but he just needed to figure out a solution that made a lot of sense, right? How many of us are doing that in our current design businesses? You know, I teach the lives. Some of you come to the 10-day evergreen boot camp that we do. And sometimes I hear from the designers or the people who are trying to become designers, they're like, I can't make it happen. And I'm like, well, why? What's holding you back? And there's a number of things, but one of the number one things I hear is I work a full-time job. And I would say 50% of our designers in Design Suite have a full-time job. And they still take Design Suite because they're like, I am going to figure out a way. And that's how I know whether you really have growth mindset or fixed mindset, because having a full-time job shouldn't keep you from doing the things that you really want to do. I empathize. I understand. Believe me, I totally do. Because it is hard to get your design work in. I right now, I'm in an interesting stage of my life because I teach Design Suite. And those of you who have been around the internet a time or two, you know that there are a lot of teachers out there who actually do not design, especially the bigger ones, the ones that have, you know, a lot of people in their courses. And we have a lot of members, okay? We are not a small program. We have a lot of members in a lot of different tiers of our program. And so we're taking care of a lot of people. And so what has happened in the last year and a half is I went from designing half the time and running Design Suite half the time to now having a humongous team. We have over 14 people on our team. It's not humongous. It's humongous for me. I never thought we would have to build something out so big. and we're trying to keep it right here for right now. So I have a team. I have to manage that team, and I have to teach still. In our upper tier programs, I'm the main coach for. And so there is a lot going on. So I have told myself I'm not giving up my design work. So what does that mean? That means I'm in the same position as many of you who work a regular job. I work a regular job that is many hours. And then in the evening and on all day Saturday, sometimes Sunday too, I am designing. And this happened recently. Last month, one of my goals was to finish my fabric collection for Riley Blake, just so I'd have something come out in 2025. And I was like determined. I was like, I didn't have a lot of time during the week. I started early on Saturday and I finished on Sunday. And I was just like, I am going to finish this fabric line. I am going to finish it. Okay. And I did. Monday, I turned it in. Okay. And so I'm in the same situation as many of you. I have three kids. All of them are still at home. They're a little bit older now, so they're not young and little. My husband, he did quit his job a couple of years ago because my business got crazy, but he actually is working again because he loves it, the thing he's doing. And so he actually has a little part-time gig, plus he's running around doing all the things with the kids as well. So I do have some help. So I'm telling you, I do have some help, but I will tell you that I essentially run three businesses right now, right? And one of them is my design business, and it happens in the evening and on the weekend. Now, if that is not for you, that's all good, okay? But for me, design is an important piece of my life. So I'm willing to do whatever it takes to continue to still design. I'm still trying to add it into my life. I have some big projects I want to work on coming up that I want to design. And the only way to do it is to put it on the weekends and in the evenings. I just don't have the time during the day because of, you know, what I'm doing in Design Suite. And that's okay. I have chosen that. That's what I've decided. And so if you are someone who has a full-time job and you're trying to figure out how to make the side hustle work, I'm telling you, you can. You can figure out a way. Just like the crow, you might have to, it might be a little bit at a time, one tiny little pebble at a time until that water rises. But eventually it will rise, right? Now, there are other things that are in the way, and you know what they are for you. For some of you, it's your time with your small children. For some of you, it's taking care of an aging parent. There are other things. Maybe it's your own belief system. Oh, maybe it's you don't know Illustrator or Photoshop yet, and you need to get in and learn the programs, right? There are a lot of things that are getting in our way. And my suggestion for you is to figure out a way to get there. You are ingenious. You can come up with solutions using the things around you to figure it out. It doesn't have to be very hard. It can actually be very easy, but you just haven't seen or looked for the solution yet. And that's my challenge to you today. If you really want to become a designer and you're struggling to get in the time or learn the programs, then find a way. You have the solution. Almost always, you guys, it's so crazy. Almost always, we already have the solution. It already exists. I just saw this. This is so random. I just thought of it as I was talking. I was on Instagram and I saw the guy from Dawson's Creek. I can't remember his name. Anyway, I just follow him. I think he's interesting and he has all these darling little kids. And he was talking about how he was trying to scrub off a stove and he used like every product in the store to scrub it off. And it was still burnt. Like it was still like, it was like an old wood burning stove or something. And it was still burnt on the top and there's no way to get it off. And so then he, I don't know if he looked it up online or if he figured it out, but you actually use ashes from the stove to clean off the top. So you use ashes and it just wiped right off, like everything cleaned up really quickly. And I thought this was interesting because he likened it and he said, there's a pretty good chance you already have the solution. You just haven't figured out how to use it. And I think that's this crow in the pitcher situation as well. You probably already have the answer. In fact, I almost like 99% of the time, we all always have the answer. We just haven't applied it in the right way yet. And so I want you to figure that out for yourself right now. What in your life, as you are trying to figure out how to get back on track, maybe you've taken a break for a little while from design, maybe you are ready to get in it and really get going, maybe you are going and you're trying to figure things out, go out of your way to figure out how to get to the next steps, how to make it applicable in your life, and how to be ingenious, because guess what? Being a designer is solution building, which is being ingenious, right? And figuring out how to make either design time happen, sales happen, production time happen, whatever it is you're missing right now, you are going to figure it out because you are ingenious. You're going to use the things in this world all around you that are available to you to figure out how to get to the next step. And you're going to do it. You're going to be amazing. All right, guys, thanks for joining me. I'm so excited as you are building out your businesses to take the next steps, and I will see you soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.